right. Would you please tell me what your name is?
Yeah, my name is Jeff Postris.
Okay, Dad. And how old are you?
I'm 52.
And today is what day?
Today is Saturday, September 14th.
Mm-hmm. Who am I speaking with?
Jeff Postris.
Which is my what?
I'm Allie's father.
Yes. Okay, so what state are we recording in, Dad?
Idaho.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your parents and where they are from?
My parents, yeah, they were more... Susan Everett was married to George Postris in San Francisco, in which they're both born and raised in the Bay Area. More or less ran around with friends and their siblings in the 50s. And enjoyed fast cars.
That's funny. Okay. Growing up, do you remember the ways our family represented their culture? So, like, you can talk about grandma's culture and then grandpa's culture, but do you remember... Yes. Do you remember their culture?
Do I remember my mom and dad's culture as far as the way they rose me up?
Yeah, like, in their culture in general. So, like, how grandpa's Greek and how grandma might be Irish. Like, do you remember how they represented their culture? Do they have specific traditions or, like, how would you say they represented their culture?
No specific traditions do I recall. Half Greek and half Scottish-Irish. But no real tradition and or food unless I was around my grandfather and grandmother, who are both full Greek, and they introduced me to some Greek cuisines from here from time to time, should I say, but not very often because I didn't see them very often. But, on the Scottish-Irish side, I think they really, part of their tradition was some drinking. I mean, they drank just like the people in Europe drink, and they were proud of that kind of tradition.
Yeah.
Irish.
Awesome. Yeah, so why do you think your great-grandparents immigrated into the United States? Why would you say that they, like, specifically grandpa and, like, great-grandma and great-grandpa, could you introduce what their names were, and why do you think that they immigrated into the U.S.?
Your great-grandfather, Petros Postris, I believe in 1932, he immigrated into the Bay Area. I never really asked this, but I believe he was looking for a better way of life, as most immigrants were. I believe my grandmother, Anastasia Postris, came to the United States much earlier than my grandfather, so she didn't have a heavy dialect in her speech as my grandfather did. But I believe back then, in the earlier 20th century, they were just looking for a better way of life in America.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what Grandma Anastasia did for her job?
No, all I know, as I was ever around her, was that she was a homemaker and she served my grandfather in the Greek traditional ways when it came to cooking or cleaning and even bringing him his bread at a certain time of the day.
Mm. Bread. Can you explain more about what bread means?
Bread was something you eat. It would be, I don't know if it was a San Francisco style sourdough type of bread, or some sort of a Greek bread that grandma made. She made all kinds of Greek food, from baklava to whatever else it was. I can't really recall, but she, I believe, made homemade bread and brought it to my grandfather daily.
That's awesome. So can you explain, Grandpa Petros, what he did and why he also came to the United States?
Well, what I know of and what I've heard is, as he was a Greek merchant marine back in Greece, I'm not really sure what that entailed, but when he migrated to the United States, he became a plumber. And he worked that trade into his elder years. So mainly what I know of him is being a plumber.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I didn't know that, Dad. How did their immigration affect our lives now? So in what way do you think that them coming to the United States has obviously affected us and where we're at?
Well, when my grandparents came to the United States, they obviously had children. And one of those children was my father. And without him, obviously, I wouldn't be here right now. And that's mainly their biggest contribution to me was having children and spawning the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. That's very good. And if it wasn't for them coming here, what do you think would be different? You kind of just touched on it, but just like elaborate a little bit more.
Well, if they didn't come here to the United States, they would have lived and their full lives in Greece. And who knows, maybe they wouldn't had the children they had. Maybe they would have had more, maybe they would have had less, and maybe I wouldn't be here talking to you right now.
Yeah. Do you specifically remember, like, Grandma Anastasia or Grandpa Petros, like, how they felt when they moved to the United States and, like, their experience in that, or do you not really remember much about that?
I wasn't alive when they moved here.
Right. Had they ever talked to you about it, though? Like, or do you ever remember Grandpa, your dad, talking about their life in the United States at all?
Before the United States?
No, when they moved to the United States from Greece, do you remember, like, how they felt living in San Francisco? Like, did they like where they were living? Was it, like, do you remember them talking about anything about their new life in the United States when you were a little kid? No? Okay. All right. Is there anything else you would like to share, like a story you want to share from history, something that really stood out to you from Grandma or Grandpa, a funny story or just something informational or from your dad or your mom that you'd like to share about?
Not really.
Do you remember anything specifically that stands out to you?
Yeah, I do. My grandfather had always put his hand around me or his arm around me. He was always a shorter man, and I was always a little taller than him, even when I was younger. And he would talk to me, and he'd always call me. He'd always address me as my boy.
Oh.
And almost everything he said I couldn't understand because he had such a thick Greek accent. But I always thought it was really cool when he spoke, and he was always so caring, and he always tried to give me advice that my own father could never give me. And my grandmother, she was more, she just seemed a little bit more crotchety, didn't seem as kind. But as I spent more time with her, sitting and talking to her, which I did, she started to soften up. But she was a little bit more serious than my grandfather was.
Yeah. Can you explain to me, like, what they looked like? Because, you know, for me right now, I don't know what they look like because I never got to see them. So do you remember specific ways that Grandma looked and specific ways that Grandpa looked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandmother, she had... Well, at the time, I'm sure she always had jet black hair, but more of the time when I started being around her, she'd, you know, have some gray hair, a little bit of gray in her mostly dark hair. She still had very dark hair. She was thin, really thin, very Greek looking. My grandfather, he was short. He was fairly bald and very Greek. They were both very dark.
Very dark.
And that was their general appearance, but they were kind loving people all the time.
Yeah, thank you, Dad. I think it's really interesting to hear about our family and the ways that they immigrated over, because obviously I didn't get to meet them, or meet great-grandma and great-grandpa. So hearing about this has really given me a lot of, like, information and vivid pictures in my mind that I'm able to see. So thank you.
You're welcome.